News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And welcome to your Wednesday, 7.05, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, 49 now. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. With the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers do have a couple of accidents at Government and Conception, also Government and Claiborne. Both those are going to be without injury. State Troopers do have the radar as well. In between Malbus and Loxley and I-10, eastbound and westbound lanes, watch your speed. Have you started the new year on the wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, the 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Text line, phone line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Of course, we'll take a look at Washington news updates there, where many want to put the president in a full Mueller. Is that a reference?
I think it is.
Actually, 82% of Americans polled want the Mueller report to be made public. I think as much of it as can be. I would jump in on that side. Justice Department says much of the Mueller report is going to be available within weeks. Also in Washington yesterday, Senator Doug Jones voted against the Green New Deal.
Was he the only one?
No, he was one of one of a handful of Democrats voting against that. What they said was a show vote. We'll talk more about that. And I'm still baffled about what happened in the Smollett case yesterday.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. You have dueling press conferences, and you have all these counts against Smollett dropped, and then you have the police chief and the mayor come out and say, "What gives?" I'm still left scratching my head. And back here at home, questions about possible revocation of concealed carry permits for people that leave their guns in unlocked cars in Mobile. We'll talk more about that. And yes, Powerball, $750 million.
Woo, that's a big number.
At the same time, they're talking about lottery in Montgomery. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, today is day two of the bump stock ban in the U.S. Here's Kelly with more.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The national ban on bump stocks is now in full effect. Last December, the Justice Department announced that they were banning the devices, which allow semi-automatic rifles to fire like machine guns. The ban came after bump stocks were used by the man who killed 58 people and injured hundreds more back in 2017 at a concert in Las Vegas. At the end of last year, bump stock owners were given 90 days to turn their devices into the ATF or just destroy them. And for those who were not sure as to how to destroy the devices, the ATF recommended crushing, melting, or shredding them on their website. Whichever the method, the rule states that, quote, they must render the device incapable of being readily restored to function. A failure to destroy or turn in a bump stock could result in federal charges. And a violation of that ban comes with a $250,000 fine and a possible 10-year prison sentence. the national ban on bump stocks that went into effect on Tuesday. Happening right now, the investigation continues into a hit and run here in Mobile involving a child. Tuesday night, Mobile police responded to Virginia Street, very close to Marine Street, around 7:45 p.m. That's where they found a child hit by a driver who just took off. Mobile Fire Rescue transported that child to University Hospital for treatment. Police officers are still searching for either a silver or gray two-door truck which left the scene. If you have information, you're encouraged to call police at this hour. The condition of the child is not being released, nor the name or age of the child involved. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council is pushing to hold gun owners accountable when they fail to secure their weapons. The Mobile City Council will vote next month on a resolution to ask state lawmakers to give city leaders power to punish gun owners when their gun is stolen and used in a crime. The city's public safety director says he would support revoking someone's gun permit for negligence.
Well, it raises a lot of awareness. It also raises the awareness that that permit could be suspended or revoked if they're not responsible with the gun ownership.
Gun violence in Mobile has prompted the city to add cameras at Sage Park and surrounding areas. Friday night, a group of men fired shots near the basketball court at the park while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. The Sage Park shooting was one of 10 shootings in the city in the past 2 weekends. Happening today, a mind-blowing $750 million Powerball jackpot. The drawing will be held tonight. The lump sum cash payout for a $750 million jackpot is more than $465 million. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Pass interference now reviewable in the NFL. Conor McGregor in the news again, and another Alabama basketball player enters the transfer portal. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Saints fans got their wish, although it will have no bearing on the blatant pass interference no-call that cost New Orleans the NFC Championship game against the Los Angeles Rams. The NFL announced yesterday that for at least the 2019 season, pass interference, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable. It'll be the first time in league history that penalties are allowed to be reviewed and overturned. Coaches will also be able to challenge non-calls for pass interference. Saints head coach Sean Payton spoke about this yesterday.
The fans are seeing these plays, and so we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Coaches will still be limited to 2 challenges per game, with a third awarded if they're successful on the first 2. According to ESPN, over the past 3 seasons, defensive pass interference has cost teams an average of 15.2 yards per call. Those fouls total to around 9% of all penalties, but because of the yardage involved, they have the largest impact on a team's odds to win a game. UFC superstar Conor McGregor is back in the news. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that McGregor is under investigation in Ireland after a woman accused him of sexual assault in December. The news was reported after McGregor tweeted that he is retiring from mixed martial arts. McGregor was arrested in January, questioned by law enforcement authorities, and released pending further investigation. He has not been charged with a crime. This has been a rumor in the MMA community for a couple months now, but because of Irish libel laws, news media is restricted from identifying individuals that have been charged with rape unless they're convicted, which has not happened in this case. McGregor and the UFC have not commented on the allegations. South Alabama baseball was shut out last night 1-0 by Southeastern Louisiana. SLU struck out 11 and allowed only 3 hits in the win. USA's record's now 12-11 this season. They'll be back in action this weekend in a 3-game road series at Texas Arlington. First game is Friday night at 6:30. South Alabama softball will also take the field next on Friday. They'll begin a three-game road series at 4 p.m. at Appalachian State. One day after news that Alabama basketball's Dazon Ingram has been entered into the transfer portal. Yesterday, the team's top scorer, Kyra Lewis, also entered the transfer portal. Being in the portal does not necessarily mean that the freshman guard will leave the team, but it does allow him to explore options with other schools. In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat New Orleans 130-120. Orlando got the win over Miami 104-99 and jumped the Heat for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker scored 38 points, 11 in overtime, as the Charlotte Hornets beat San Antonio 126-116. Boston topped Cleveland 116-106. Milwaukee beat Houston 108-94. And the LA Lakers won back-to-back games for the first time since January with a 124-106 victory over Washington. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. 7:16, and coming up the 29th through 31st, it is the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. So that starts on Thursday, returning to beautiful Orange Beach, and it's $150 million worth of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats that are so big they stay in the water, and the best prices of 2019. New this year, in-water boat training seminars from the folks at Boat US. This is a pretty cool deal. You can come out and in a few hours get some on-the-water training, take that stress out of boating and fishing. Docking, handling your boat in tight situations can be a problem for some folks, but if you get some training and get a leg up on it, you will be able to do that at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. And there's a course just for ladies as well, plus everything for coastal lifestyle living, fishing tackles, seminars, marine accessories, activities for the kids. Come and see why most boats are sold each year at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 29th through 31st. Skip the line, get your tickets online at wharfboatshow.com or check them out on Facebook. 718 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kelly coming up.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you own your own business, the tax law may offer you a big gift, but it's complicated. A new part of the law gives certain business owners a 20% deduction on their income. If you're married, you get the full break if you and your spouse earn less than $315,000. Above that level, there are restrictions, especially if you're a so-called service provider, like a doctor or a lawyer. But accountants and tax advisors are busy figuring out ways to potentially work around those limits. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters.
Filling little bottles of love pushing me.
And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On a roof.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. New accident southbound 65 between Dolphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue. Also a couple on Government, a Government at Conception, a Government at Claiborne. The school zones are going to be busy, back you down to 20 miles an hour as officers have been working a lot of radar in those areas. But the Bayway, the Causeway still looks good on the way in. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and you mentioned to me off-air some fresh inventory. What do we have to look at today? What's new?
Absolutely, a couple of them will be right in your wheelhouse. One of them is a 2006 Crew Cab Z71.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a 2008 Extended Cab Z71. Both of them in just about everybody's affordable price range.
You know,
the 06 even has a lift kit with the big tires and the wheels. Good-looking truck.
There's a lot of us that love that kind of look, so there's going to be people come check it out. But you've talked before about affordable, and then you talk about cash cars. Explain that to us.
We just have a lot of vehicles that we can sell, you know, a lot of them in that $5,000, $6,000, and $7,000, or even some under. We got a 2010 Chevrolet Aveo we can sell for $3,500. It's just a great little car. So then we can finance those. They don't just have to necessarily be cash, but a lot of people want to pay cash and just not have a payment. So we try to provide those kind of cars, trucks, and sport utilities.
All right. Give us directions to come check out the inventory.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 723. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sleepwalking. That's the reason a local mom told police that she left her children unattended. According to the Mobile County Jail records, 34-year-old Pamela Ballard was arrested on Tuesday on charges of child endangerment, public intoxication, and possession of a controlled substance. Ballard is from Grand Bay, and according to our news partners at WKRG, when officers arrived at her home, she was already inside, but under the influence. A search by officers uncovered methamphetamines inside that home. The ages of the children have not yet been released. Great news for Austal USA, as the U.S. Navy has awarded contracts for two expeditionary fast transports, also known as EFTs. Now, this is an announcement that has been in the making for some time. Full funding for both ships were approved by Congress, and then in late 2018, the Navy authorized undefinitized contract actions for both, which provided millions of dollars for Austal USA to start placing their orders for major components. The EFTs, they are fast multi-purpose catamarans which can carry troops or a wide variety of equipment, and it also features an articulated dock which allows that ship to serve relatively undeployed ports. That's according to the U.S. Navy. Thus far, also USA has delivered 10 of these ships to the U.S. Navy, and two more are currently under construction here in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check out the website. So much going on there. You can check out the three big things, the big stories you need to check out before you get your day started. That thing that leaves me scratching my head still and still in disbelief, the dismissal of the Smollett case and the aftermath there, plus Alabama lottery bills making progress since introduction just a week ago. And of course, this on the backdrop of $750 million in the Powerball drawing that will happen tonight, plus the city of Mobile investigating shootings and the city taking action with cameras here after the shootings near Sage Park. Speaking of which, the online opinion poll question, should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked? You can tell us what you think when you vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. And speaking of which, a meeting yesterday where city leaders and law enforcement were talking about just that. What about folks that have a vehicle that's unlocked, have a gun in the vehicle, and that gun gets stolen? Should there be some recourse? Now, you had City Councilman C.J. Small talking about this. They have to petition the state to be able to have that authority at a municipal and county level. Also, Director, Public Safety Director James Barber spoke about it yesterday.
Maybe to the permits, pistol permits that people get to carry these guns, that there could be some sanctions as far as the suspension or revocation of that permit if they're irresponsible.
Okay, so maybe it's concealed carry permit holders that would lose those. Also, Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran spoke on this.
I think the sheriff should have the right to suspend or revoke a permit based on someone leaving a weapon in an unlocked vehicle.
But he did go on to say what that could mean for law enforcement and investigations going forward.
We've got to make sure that it doesn't become too punitive against the victim of the crime to where they don't want to report their gun being stolen to us.
All right, and a lot of activity on our text line this morning at 343-0106. This texter says, what next? If someone steals your car that you left unlocked and gets in a wreck and hurts or kills somebody, then they'll take your driver's license? This texter says, yes, I am in favor of someone losing their concealed carry permit for not locking their gun up. That shows too much irresponsibility. However, that should be a state law. Opening gun laws up to local municipalities is asking for a lot of trouble. Chuck says, Sean, as a 23-year police veteran, this mandate about permits is a start. What about the non-permitted violators? And yeah, they just won't report it. This texter says, what would it be better option for the city of Mobile or the Mobile City Council to approve funding for more officers and better patrols to help stop and prevent the vehicle break-ins instead of trying to punish gun theft victims? How about stiffer penalties for those convicted of gun thefts and possession of stolen weapons? And also here, Mark says, if I owned a gun and I had a concealed carry permit, I would be a responsible gun owner by locking my vehicle. My concern is if my vehicle was broken into, i.e. somebody used a door jimmy or cloned remote to get in, that's the thing that happens, how do I prove to law enforcement that investigating that my vehicle was locked? I see some problems in it. Do you? This texter says, I would never leave a gun in the car, but if I did, dear City Council, I lost all my guns in a boating accident. And there you go. Some of the comments, and you can keep them going at 343-0106. And also, go ahead and vote. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked?
You know, the angle from that one texter is interesting. That's one I haven't heard yet. How can you prove if you know that you locked your car, which I think most of the time people assume that they did lock their car when something like this happens, but if they did use some kind of device or were able to break into your car and make it look like they didn't, it look like they just opened the door, how would they prove that?
That's what I'm saying. This opens up Pandora's box of questions and possibilities. The point here is they're trying to do something, whatever they can, I think, to get a handle on the gun violence in the city. But is this the right move? We'll continue that discussion with you for sure coming up after 8 o'clock and on the text line, 343-0106. Check in with News 5. Then Dr. Bill joins us. He's got our forecast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile firefighters responded early this morning to a home on Steiner Street. A detached garage caught on fire around 3:45. No one was hurt in that fire. The chairman of the Santa Rosa County United Way has been arrested, accused of stealing from the charity. David Wilhoit faces theft charges after allegedly making two withdrawals totaling around $3,200. Acting administrator Kyle Holly says the board became suspicious when the bank called and asked about the unusual activity. An Alabama A lawmaker wants to make it illegal to drive in the left lane if you're not passing someone. The Anti-Road Rage Act is sponsored by Representative Philip Pettis, a former state trooper. The bill would make it illegal to stay in the left lane for more than a mile and a half without passing someone in the right lane. Single-day tickets go on sale this morning for the Hangout Music Festival in Gulf Shores. A single-day ticket will cost you $149. This year's lineup includes Travis Scott, Walk the Moon, The Lumineers, and Cardi B. The festival runs May 17th through the 19th. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
After authorities decide to drop all charges against actor Jussie Smollett, backlash from Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
This is a whitewash of justice.
And Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
Do I think justice was served? No.
The Chicago Police Union calling for a federal investigation. 16 felony counts in the case were dropped. The acting director of the FAA will testify in front of a Senate panel today.
Boeing will not be answering questions today on Capitol Hill, but the intention from this subcommittee is to have Boeing reps testify at some point soon.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider following the story. Health plan provider Centene will buy smaller rival WellCare Health Plans. The $17 billion deal will create a powerhouse medical provider within the Affordable Care Act marketplace. This as the Trump administration ramps up efforts to dismantle the ACA. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The U.S. is standing as the model for aviation safety regulation will be on trial as congressional hearings begin today into the FAA's oversight of Boeing after two deadly crashes of its best-selling airliner. The Senate Aviation Subcommittee is scheduled to hear testimony from the acting head of the FAA, the Transportation Department's Inspector General, and the nation's top transportation safety investigator. Some of the world's biggest insurers plan to work together on an assessment of the best cybersecurity available to businesses, an unusual collaboration that highlights the rising dangers posed by digital hackers. The program, which was launched yesterday by Marsha McLennan, will evaluate cybersecurity software and technology sold to businesses. JCPenney has named Bill Wofford as its new executive vice president and chief financial officer, filling the post after a nearly six-month vacancy as the retailer battles falling sales and searches for a turnaround strategy. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a beautiful one in the 40s getting started this morning and sunshine out there. What's the day hold? What's the week hold?
Oh, we've got some really nice weather all the way through Friday. And even though there's a chance of showers on Saturday, it's really not that bad. Looks like the weekend, the best day is going to be Saturday. We have a better chance for some rain Saturday night and into Sunday. But today, well, plenty of sunshine. It's going to warm up a bit, 72 for this afternoon. Tonight will cool down into the mid-40s under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather, sunny and a high of about 72 degrees. Now, Friday, I expect plenty of sunshine, a little warmer, and a little more humid. Temperatures up around 75 degrees. Then on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, a chance of showers in the afternoon. And we're going to be approaching 80 degrees during the afternoon hours on Saturday. Saturday night, we can look for a few showers. And then on Sunday, a cold front comes in the morning. And we're not going to clear off right away. It'll be mostly cloudy and cooler, only 65 for the high on Sunday. On Monday, showers again, and rather chilly, only 62 for the high on Monday. And we won't really clear off till Tuesday, mainly because we're going to see the upper air flow will be from the south and southwest, so moisture will be coming in over the top of the cool air. And that'll give us cloudy skies for Sunday and Monday with some cool temperatures. But then on Tuesday, we warm up into the 70s under mostly sunny skies. So rain in the forecast, and it looks like it'll be over the weekend.
All right. Way you describe that rain coming in, it doesn't sound like it's a recipe for severe weather.
It doesn't look like it at this time. And, you know, the last several fronts have come in. All the rain's been to the north of us. And so far for the month of March, only 1.62 inches of rain at the airport. We should have over 6 inches of rain for the normal total in the month of March.
Okay, explain that to folks, because I hear that, Dr. Bill, and go, you're kidding me. The rivers were flooded, we're soaked, and you're saying it's only 1.62 inches of rain, but that's where? That's what gauge?
Yeah, most of that, the rain that we hear about is well inland in the interior of southwest Alabama and up in the western part of the state, where rainfall totals are above normal. But here along the coast, it's been quite dry. And if we don't get any rain on Saturday, then we'll finish under 2 inches of rain for the month.
Unbelievable. All right. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, Doc mentioned to us before we went on about the series of Alabama stamps, the 200, which mm-hmm. I'd say, I even said that up in Montgomery. I got some looks. I said, isn't that cute? The state's 200. It's, you know, because Mobile, we got you by 100.
Yeah, the bicentennial is nothing to Mobile.
That's right. We're a tricentennial past here. But yeah, the state's bicentennial, and they're celebrating with a bunch of different ways, but a series of stamps have been released. And this one that Dr. Bill was talking about that I had not seen yet, and I went and Googled this, and maybe I'll put this link up on the Twitter feed. This is a shot of top of Cheehaw Mountain there at Pulpit Rock with that view. And if you've ever hiked Cheehaw, the highest point in the state of Alabama, you know that rock outcropping there, Pulpit Rock, you get an unreal view of the valleys below. It is just beautiful, beautiful. And that has been rendered into a stamp that's available. And let's see here, if this is released as a print, I know what I want to get, you know, for my birthday, because that thing is fantastic. I'll put that up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Check it out. It is good stuff. All right, I'll check in with Kane for the traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Blair Fisher, head of school at St. Paul's School here in Mobile, to talk teaching trends. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Blair Fisher says humans aren't created to change as quickly as we're changing today. Combine this with teachers who have proven to be some of the most change-averse people ever, and you get a sense of some of Blair's challenges day in and day out. How do we prepare kids for jobs in the future we can't even imagine, using a workforce naturally reluctant to change how they teach? Plus, what's up with boys these days? Why such a lack of motivation? It's almost at epidemic proportions. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery traffic show, we do have an accident southbound I-165 between Spring Hill Avenue and Dolphin Street. Also an older one at Government and Conception without injuries, and state troopers in Foley, South Hickory, and Michigan. Two cars involved, no injuries there. Steady ride so far on the interstate on the way in. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. They can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff to guarantee color matching. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Not only is it a Wednesday, it's also Manatee Appreciation Day.
Finally. Yeah, manatees getting their day in the sun, I guess.
I appreciate them fried or grilled or just joking before you send the letter to the email to the heads around here and complain. I'm just not really. Fried is not good for you, so grilled probably better.
Probably, if you're trying to lose some weight. Well, yeah. We do have manatee calendars around the station, so we've done our part.
Oh, I thought those were menus. Okay, wait, and Q, email from Ruth Carmichael down at Dolphin Island Sea Lab. Actually, yeah. I'm a big fan of what they do. I take part in the reporting manatee sightings and all that stuff, so I'm in. I'm cool with it, but they would probably be good grilled. They're called sea cows, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Just joking. 741. Here's headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fight between a father and son ends with a bullet lodged in the son's head and the father arrested. Baldwin County authorities say Monday night, 73-year-old Robert Leonard Calloway was arrested after his 53-year-old son, Robert Lee Calloway, was discovered by police on the ground suffering from a gunshot wound. So the men live on the same property, but they live in different homes. That's where the shooting happened on County Road 64. A witness ID'd the father as the shooter, saying, quote, just before 8 p.m., the two became involved in a verbal altercation. The exchange ended with Robert Leonard Calloway shooting his son in the head. That quote coming from the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So Robert Leonard Calloway has been charged with attempted murder and domestic violence in the first degree. As for his son, he did survive the shooting. He's in the hospital with a bullet lodged in his brain. He's listed in stable but serious condition. An update this morning on a tragic story which claimed the life of a Mobile mom hit and killed in a local neighborhood after the 16-year-old driver was driving 90 miles per hour. That teenager has now been indicted. Wilkinson Howes was driving 90 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on Lloyd's Lane in November of 2017. That's when his SUV hit Claudia Leatherwood and her two children as they were backing out of her mother's driveway. Claudia died, but her two children did survive. So the force of that crash, according to a police report, propelled the car more than 60 feet, only stopping once it hit a mailbox and a fire hydrant. The teen's SUV, that flipped and landed on its side. At the time of the crash, the 16-year-old had not been charged. A grand jury, though, eventually handed down a manslaughter indictment, which normally equals a sentence of 2 to 20 years upon conviction. But now that the teenager is 18, he's eligible to be considered a youthful offender, which would limit his possible punishment and would seal his court record. Claudia Leatherwood's family have filed a civil lawsuit against Howes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council is pushing to hold gun owners accountable when they fail to secure their weapons. The Mobile City Council will vote next month on a resolution to ask state lawmakers to give city leaders power to punish gun owners when their gun is stolen and used in a crime. The city's public safety director says he would support revoking someone's gun permit for negligence.
It raises a lot of awareness. It also raises the awareness that that permit could be suspended or revoked if they're not responsible with the gun ownership.
Gun violence in Mobile has prompted the city to add cameras at Sage Park and surrounding areas. Friday night, a group of men fired shots near the basketball court at the park while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. The Sage Park shooting was one of 10 shootings in the city in the past two weekends. Happening today, a mind-blowing $750 million Powerball jackpot. The drawing will be held tonight. The lump sum cash payout for a $750 million jackpot is more than $465 million. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG. News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Pass interference now reviewable in the NFL. Conor McGregor in the news again, and another Alabama basketball player enters the transfer portal. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Saints fans got their wish, although it will have no bearing on the blatant pass interference no-call that cost New Orleans the NFC Championship game against the Los Angeles Rams. The NFL announced yesterday that for at least the 2019 season, pass interference, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable. It'll be the first time in league history that penalties are allowed to be reviewed and overturned. Coaches will also be able to challenge non-calls for pass interference. Saints head coach Sean Payton spoke about this yesterday.
The fans are seeing these plays, and so we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Coaches will still be limited to two challenges per game, with a third awarded if they're successful on the first two. According to ESPN, over the past three seasons, defensive pass interference has cost teams an average of 15.2 yards per call. Those fouls only total 9% of all penalties, but because of the yardage involved, they have the largest impact on a team's odds to win a game. UFC superstar Conor McGregor is back in the news. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that McGregor is under investigation in Ireland after a woman accused him of sexual assault in December. The news was reported after McGregor tweeted that he's retiring from mixed martial arts. McGregor was arrested in January, questioned by law enforcement authorities, and released pending further investigation. He has not been charged with a crime. This has been a rumor in the MMA community for a couple months now, but because of Irish libel laws, news media is restricted from identifying individuals charged with rape unless they are convicted, which has not happened in this case. McGregor and the UFC have not yet commented on the allegations. South Alabama baseball was shut out last night 1-0 by Southeastern Louisiana. SLU struck out 11 and only allowed three hits in the win. USA's record is now 12-11 this season. They'll be back in action this weekend in a three-game road series at Texas Arlington. First game is Friday night at 6:30. And South Alabama softball will also take the field next on Friday. They'll begin a three-game road series at 4 p.m. at Appalachian State. One day after news that Alabama basketball's Dazon Ingram has entered his name into the transfer portal, yesterday the team's top scorer, Kyra Lewis, also entered the transfer portal. Being in the portal does not necessarily mean that the freshman guard will leave the team, but it does allow him to explore options with other schools. In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat New Orleans 130-120. Orlando got the win over Miami 104-99 and jumped the Heat for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker scored 38 points, and Charlotte beat San Antonio 126-116 in overtime. Boston topped Cleveland 116-106. Milwaukee beat Houston 108-94. And the LA Lakers won back-to-back games for the first time since January with a 124-106 victory over Washington. 7:49 now. That's the the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, Ted, on the way, 8% of parents have given their children a credit card.
No.
All right, go run through the story when we get back. Y'all stay close.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene, southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin, just waiting for the wreckers at Government and Conception, and again in Foley, South Hickory and Michigan Avenue. State troopers working an accident as they've got radar northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. You can pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
752 FM Talk 106.5. And this segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt now over 18% APR. You looked at your interest rate lately? Yikes. Yeah. Let's do something about that. Refinance your high interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. Now that rate is fixed. It'll never go up. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as today, like the day you apply. And when you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low interest fixed rate loan from Lightstream. That's lending uncomplicated. Hey, if you want to save even more, y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com and then /Sullivan, right? lightstream.com/Sullivan. lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 753, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tense moments at Metro Jail after a fight breaks out between two inmates close to 3:30 Tuesday afternoon. Warden Trey Oliver says two inmates were involved in that fight in the housing unit. One of those inmates suffered a large open wound to his head. Initially, authorities believed that he'd been stabbed, but after speaking with that 39-year-old unidentified inmate, he confirmed he received that injury once he hit the ground. The victim was conscious and alert and transported to University Hospital. Metro officials say that they will release the names of those involved once the injured inmate is released from the hospital. She failed to appear in a Mobile courtroom on a homicide charge, but was located after alert authorities across state lines pulled her over during a traffic stop. 35-year-old Sarah Butner was arrested in Florida after officers identified the vehicle she was driving as a stolen vehicle from Pensacola. And when they ran her record, that's when officers discovered that Butner failed to appear to face homicide charges here in Mobile. Her passenger, 45-year-old Melvin Miles, he was also arrested after being allegedly found in possession of chemicals used in the manufacture of methamphetamines and because he has an active warrant out for his arrest from the Mississippi Department of Corrections. Both were taken to the Jackson County Correctional Facility in Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Beautiful day on the way, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 66 for the high right now, 52 at our studios. And yeah, I saw this. Now, it's weird. The people at creditcards.com put the story out here. But it says, according to a new survey, 8% of parents say they've given their kids a credit card. Now, you can't get your own card when you're under 18, but your parents can add you to their account. Now, of the parents who have given their kids a credit card, 21% say their kids have used it without permission at least once. So is it a good idea to give your kids a credit card? Our kids have gone around it. They figured out how to get in the Amazon account.
Yeah, which is basically...
You have the credit card and place the order, and then you're like, what the... We've had some roadside revival come to Jesus meetings on that.
I can imagine, and yeah. I bet you're not the only family within a block of here that's had that happen. Right. You know, it's easy to say kids shouldn't have credit cards, and,
but talk about this. But for emergencies and all those kind of things,
you never want them to be in a spot where if they, I don't know, somehow get separated from you, that they can't get a Greyhound ticket and come back home or whatever it takes.
It's not so simple. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, there is a temptation for a security measure to have them the same way we'll argue about a phone or a credit card. And maybe on this side that people, you know, finally get a credit card when they're over 18 and they have to go through a tough learning curve on not spending too much money. Mm-hmm. Maybe as when they're children, if they have a card off yours, you know, you get the statement and then they got to figure out how they're paying for this and they build a habit of learning how to deal with credit, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's better to go ahead and teach money management when they're a preteen or a young teenager rather than waiting until they apply for their own credit card
in college. Yeah,
I did that. And then put thousands of dollars of debt onto their name before they have a paying job. So I guess there's multiple ways to look at this.
Yeah, I think I ended up, when I learned my lesson about that, we financed... bologna, beer, some of those smaller youth varsity football sizes. I mean, I bought stupid stuff.
At least you were getting bologna and not steak.
Yeah. That's why I dated girls who had more money, and I go to their house, and they had steak.
Smart. Always a thinker.
Yeah, I love you, huh? Love you, love you, love you. By the way, where's the steak? Yeah. I didn't do that. That would be horrible. Hey, hour number three on the way. Jeff Poore joins us next.